The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill, narrated by Peter Coates. Dedicated to Andrew Carnegie, who suggested the writing of the course, and to Henry Ford, whose astounding achievements form the foundation for practically all of the 16 lessons of the course, and to Edwin C. Barnes, a business associate of Thomas A. Edison, whose close personal friendship over a period of more than 15 years served to help the author carry on in the face of a great variety of adversities and much temporary defeat met with in organizing the course. Who said it could not be done, and what great victories has he to his credit which qualify him to judge others accurately? A personal statement by the author. Some 30 years ago, a young clergyman by the name of Gunsaulus announced in the newspapers of Chicago that he would preach a sermon the following Sunday morning entitled, What I Would Do If I Had $1,000,000. The announcement caught the eye of Philip D. Armour, the wealthy packing house king, who decided to hear the sermon. In his sermon, Dr. Gunsaulus pictured a great school of technology where young men and young women could be taught how to succeed in life by developing the ability to think in practical rather than in theoretical terms, where they would be taught to learn by doing. If I had $1,000,000, said the young preacher, I would start a school. After the sermon was over, Mr. Armour walked down the aisle to the pulpit, introduced himself and said, Young man, I believe you could do all you said you could, and if you will come down to my office tomorrow morning, I will give you $1,000,000 you need. There is always plenty of capital for those who can create practical plans for using it. That was the beginning of the Armour Institute of Technology, one of the very practical schools of the country. The school was born in the imagination of a young man who never would have been heard of outside the community in which he preached, had it not been for the imagination, plus the capital, of Philip D. Armour. Every great railroad and every outstanding financial institution and every mammoth business enterprise and every great invention began in the imagination of some one person. F.W. Woolworth created the 5- and 10-cent store plan in his imagination before it became a reality and made him a multimillionaire. Thomas A. Edison created the talking machine and the moving picture machine and the incandescent electric light bulb and scores of other useful inventions in his own imagination before they became a reality. During the Chicago fire, scores of merchants whose stores went up in smoke stood near the smoldering embers of their former places of business.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?